Deborah, what's your role at the Bradley Manning trial here at Fort Meade, Maryland?
Well, I've independently taken on a role of being one of the courtroom sketch artists. I've attended every day of the court martial. I came to some of the pretrial hearings as well, but I've made it a point to be here for every single day of the court martial, every minute that the public is welcome to the proceedings. I'm in there in the courtroom making drawings. And then I have an extensive email list that I'm sending out all the drawings to. I send out the drawings to 500 people and ask them to also send them out. I'm Facebooking drawings, I'm tweeting drawings regularly, and then they're being retweeted and so on. I'm stepping up to take the role of media because the mainstream media, the professional courtroom artists, are not covering this trial the way it should be covered.
Why did you decide to get so involved in this way? What was it that inspired you about the Bradley Manning trial?
Well, I see that the U.S. really needs whistleblowers. With the rampant corruption and illegality of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as all the hypocrisy within our State Department, as well as so many other problems, Bradley's leaks demonstrated that he was aware of these things and really wanted the public to know about them. As he said, the public is not knowing about them, and they can't act as an informed citizenry without the information. So Bradley really inspires me to actually get back involved in the United States. He gives me hope. At a very gut level, deep level, I just feel that what Bradley's doing is exactly what we need in the society right now. We need people that have the information to be sharing the information. So I'm very much in support of what Bradley's doing, and I want to see him freed, and I want to see him lauded as a hero by as many people as possible in this country.
So the trial's now into its seventh week.
Yes.
What were you doing before the Bradley Manning trial?
Well, I'm an artist, and I'm also an organic farmer. Since the Iraq war, I was arrested actually the first day of the Iraq war, protesting that war, and since that war began for the past 10 years or so, I've been searching quite a bit. I've traveled to India 5 times, I've gone to Latin America a few times. I've been searching to find societies that are more just and less violent, less dependent on fossil fuels, both for the economy and for lifestyle. I've found other ways to live. And so I've been traveling and supporting myself in this travel via art jobs and farming work when I've been in the United States off and on throughout these past 10 years. I've been centered in the Northwest as well as the Midwest, Michigan, as well as North Carolina. I've moved around quite a lot, always with the intention of trying to understand how to live on this earth, leaving a light footprint and being kind to our neighbors.
Where are you living at the moment?
At the moment I live between here in Fort Meade, Maryland, between here and Washington, D.C., in a town called Riverdale, Maryland.
You're coming out here every day?
I do, yes. I come every day. Sometimes I get rides with people, but I do have a foldable bike. This morning I loaded my backpack up and rode 5 miles to the train, and then took the train and then got off at the Odenton station near 3 miles from here and rode over. So I know I can always bike, so that way I'm assured I can make sure I'm here every day. So an underlying motive for me as an artist to be here is actually to use images for people to connect to this trial on an emotional level. There's so much going on, so many words being spoken, so much intellectual processing of the trial happening. And that's all important and good and valuable. However, that's the function of the left side of the brain. We have another huge side of our brain, the right side of our brain, which is emotional, which is intuitive, which is all about the connections between people. And I believe that images, well, it is a fact, images help people connect to the right side of their brain, because the right side of the brain is where the visual capacity lies, and it's also where emotional capacity lies. So these things are all connected. The more time one spends in the right side of the brain, you get more connected to your emotions. And I think it's really important for people to connect to their own emotions, what they feel about what's going on in this country, and then also to connect about what's happening to Bradley Manning, and to take action. And so You know, these pictures also, you know, people just look at them and then you see these real human beings that are unique. Everybody's made of flesh and bones and vulnerable. And so, as an artist, you know, this is sort of my place in the world. What I've done with lots of my different pictures, whether it's painting flowers and mountains or houses and people and rivers and those kinds of things, but also now in the courtroom, I am really interested in helping people to connect to their own emotional side and to the side that really understands what it is to be a human being connected to other human beings. I have a website, and the website is debvanpoolen.com, debvanpoolen.com. The 10 of my drawings are currently on the bradleymanning.org website because we're having an art auction. And the auction is ending Wednesday afternoon, the 17th, but then another one will be starting immediately after that. The money is going almost 100% towards Bradley. 80% of the profits are donated to the support network, to the defense fund.
Obviously, none of us can predict how it's going, but do you think that Bradley Manning is getting a fair trial?
Well, no. A lot of decisions have been made during the pretrial hearings to show that he's not getting a fair trial. I was actually here the day that Judge Lind ruled that of the 1,000 days that Bradley had been in jail, only 90 of those days actually counted. This was in order for the court to preserve their standing that Bradley was actually getting a, quote, speedy trial, because you have to have your trial within 90 or 120 days in order to have a speedy trial. And, you know, the judge listed many reasons for why. For some reason, all these other days didn't count. The prosecution had all this paper it had to read. It was ridiculous. So this is one thing. He's not getting a speedy trial. He's also not allowed to talk about his motive for why he did these releases. He's not allowed also to say that there was no actual harm done. This cannot be considered in the trial. So it's like if someone is being tried for murder, they can't say that they made a violent act out of self-defense. That was their motive. They also can't say that the person actually didn't die. There was no harm. That evidence also couldn't be admitted. This is crazy. But they do have to prove that he had intent for this material to be seen by Al-Qaeda. Even with the case being so much set up for the prosecution to have a case, they still don't have a case. Even if the evidence is not there to convict him, there's lots of other factors that we know that play. The United States has a large stake in seeing that Bradley is convicted and spends time in jail because they need to give a lesson to all other would-be whistleblowers that this is what will happen if they attempt to do such a thing and tell the truth about what's going on.